The High Speed 2 network will transform rail travel in Great Britain. It's the backbone to a new High Speed Britain, connecting the north and the south, linking 18 cities, and cutting many existing journey times by almost half. With up to 36 high speed trains running on the network every hour, it'll put two-thirds of the population of northern England within 2 hours of central London. Travelling from Euston to Birmingham will take 49 minutes, more than half an hour faster than the quickest current time. There are 6 billion humans on the planet, each one of us a member of the same species, Homo sapiens, wise man. But it hasn't always been this way. For most of our history, we shared the world with other species of human. The best known, but least understood, were the Neanderthals. For 200,000 years, they dominated Ice Age Europe. And then they vanished. But they left behind a trail of bones, and in those bones, traces of DNA. The poleaxe was a brutally effective weapon, with an 8-foot shaft and a wide hacking blade which incorporated a sharp hook, and a hammerhead which was designed for brain-smashing blows to the cranium. As English knights preferred to fight on foot by the 15th century, it was only natural that they should choose the weapon best suited for such work. The sword was a secondary weapon, worn suspended from the belt, along with a mace and a dagger. In close-quarter combat, the knight held his poleaxe at shoulder height in a two-handed grip, keeping his elbows tucked close to the body so as not to expose the vulnerable underarm.